Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 7th of April, recording at 9:19 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. And my goodness, what beautiful summertime days we've had in the last few days, wherever you are. I hope that you have weather that's as decent as this. Now, what about the highlights here today? Quiet on the stock market front. The Asian markets were just little up to little down, very, very quiet. But I would describe it as steady overall. And Thailand, which led the break to the upside, pushed ahead a little further, extending that. The European stock markets were mostly lower, but we're talking about on the order of 0.5% at most. And the Americas also closed a little weaker except for Brazil, but again, very quiet in here, about 0.8% down on the US indices. Long-dated government bonds, well, the 30 years eased, bond prices eased further, although off their lows, when stock markets were stronger in the pre-market trading activity and in the early trading. Now, the U.S. dollar, which I haven't been watching that closely, it's a bit weaker here against the Japanese yen. I'll put it this way. The yen has, after a number of days of dramatic weakness, has firmed a bit today. But dollar-yen is currently, it's 84.99 as I speak. But its range on the day has been 85.50 to 84.59. Let's see, other developments in here today on the currency front. The dollar, well, the euro, rather, is, well, it's actually, the euro is down a little bit against the dollar, but it's still over 143. And sterling's down a little bit, but it's still over 163. And the mighty Aussie has pushed a little higher, 104.58. And dollar slipped a little further against the Canadian, down to 95.90. You get the picture here. Canadian, the commodity producing currencies are very firm, and the Asian currencies are very firm. Overall, the Brazilian real's very very firm. Also, all the Fuller Money theme markets showing with strong currencies, and all the Fuller Money theme countries, I should say. Now, in precious metals, gold is sort of holding its break above that 1450 level, but has paused in here in the last couple of days, 2-3 days. We're at 14.59 and 35 cents as I speak. It's down a fraction today. And platinum's a little lower at 17.90. Silver, which has been steadiest overall and it led to the upside, is at 39.62. So that's up on the day. Crude oil. This is uncomfortable because we've got NYMEX crude, that's the WTI, up at 110.24. That's a new high, and the Brent, nominal high, and the Brent is also a new, it's not a numerical high either, but it's a new high for this cycle since the 2008 lows, and the Brent is over 122. Industrial metals firm, all to the upside. They've been quite steady here recently. That's the, those are the main developments here overall. Okay, so what's going on? Well, it's been a bravura performance here by stock markets, and they benefited from those liquidity factors that I have mentioned. The QE2 continues, and Ben Bernanke may want to go out in a blaze of glory here as he stimulates the U.S. economy and the U.S. stock market through April, May, and June. And we also have the liquidity coming from Japan, which I think is an important factor. And we have the low historically interest rates and negative real interest rates, as in below the rates of inflation in most countries. And we also have that switching out of bonds. So that's a heady cocktail in terms of liquidity for equities, and it's reflected in the speed with which they bounced back from those triple waterfall problems of the oil spike response of the Arab uprising and Japan's disaster. Two disasters, really, because you can't ignore the Fukushima one. And again, it was I attribute it entirely to, well, not entirely. I'll attribute it primarily to the liquidity factors that I just mentioned, that stock markets did rebound so easily, but they were also helped by the fact that cyclical bull markets were underway, and that global GDP growth is continuing here. So we come down now to this eyeball-to-eyeball standoff here between the oil market and stock markets. And the oil market, as I've maintained in these broadcasts, is really being bid up by speculators. And it's not increasing demand here overall. I mean, demand is very firm, but supply has increased. But so has the speculation. The speculation has increased quite a bit, and the firmness of gold and silver has done nothing to deter that, rather the opposite. Now, will equity investors keep their nerve here and say that it's only a matter of time, they hope, before some of that speculative activity either comes out of its own initiative or gets driven out by some sort of legislative activity? But that we won't even get opinions on that, I don't think, until the end of June or July, in terms of some of the hearings that are going on. Or will oil prices keep going up? And I must say, they've got the trend on their side right now. Will oil prices keep going up and cause investors to calculate in the damage that will do to consumption and also to GDP growth? Well, that's the big debate in here right now. But how serious is it? Well, my feeling is that we're not going to get another really big spike in crude oil prices. But I'll be uneasy. I have to be absolutely candid with you, and I'm never going to be less than that, that I don't like it when I see this in a very steady overall upward trend, crude oil, that is. And of course, it's not just crude oil, because we have commodity inflation elsewhere. My feeling is, though, that if oil remains firm and equities fall back, that will only be a reaction, or at worst, another medium-term correction, because the liquidity factors are still going to stay largely favorable. And I also think that GDP growth will stay on track. So I'm betting against a big spike upwards in the price of crude oil. There's a little bit of hoping in that, or maybe a lot of hoping in that forecast. No one actually knows how it'll play out. But if I said, well, just go on the facts, oil is moving higher, and we need a clear downward dynamic to check this current move. Okay. What about these long-dated government bonds? Again, I think that as long as stock markets don't lose their nerve, the bond futures prices will be under a bit of pressure. They'll range sideways to lower. Expect plenty of ranging both by yields and also by the bond prices. But remember, for bond yields, this is base development, and therefore for bond prices, this is top formation development, extended top formation development, and we are in the early stages of a new secular bear market for long-dated government bonds, in which yields mostly range, but with an upward bias. And in terms of currencies, I think that the yen is maybe going to trade sideways for a little bit, but then currencies, to say the other currencies that have rallied so sharply against the yen, will probably be consolidating in here. I think that G7 would give the yen another nudge to ensure that it doesn't rally very much, and I don't think it will because I think the traders are increasingly saying that happiness in Forex, which is something I've been saying for decades, is having the central banks and the trend on your side. And that's the case now. So I like that trade overall. I'm a bit concerned about the dollar's continued drifting against other currencies. It's not a rout, but it's mighty weak in here. That will help the consolidated earnings of those big U.S. multinationals, those big successful U.S. multinationals that are leveraged to China-led global growth. So it will certainly help their earnings, and that's a sector that we like. It's one of the four money secular themes, as you probably probably realize. And in terms of the grains, grain and bean prices, I don't see any evidence that the moves to the upside are over here yet. And the problem is that we won't get any decisive relief or any significant relief, I should say, in the tightness of global supplies until the U.S. autumn, so sort of September, October, when the harvest is in. And good bumper crops and grain prices will be considerably lower than they are today. Ditto cotton. And that's not a bad bet, but there are still risks to the upside in here right now. I think that pretty much covers. No, have I mentioned the precious metals? Well, let me just say that on silver, I maintain my view that this, which I expressed in some detail in comment of the day on Tuesday, that this $40 level is an important psychological round of phobia point for silver, and it would be quite surprising if silver didn't stall in that range. Currently, it's just very quietly trading below the $40 level. It's a very powerful upward trend. But this is and this $40 level may take some time to digest. And meanwhile, the sand is running out of the hourglass in terms of this window of opportunity. We've still got some time left here, but April getting into May, that's sort of long in the tooth in terms of positive seasonal factors for precious metals. But I'm still optimistic that we will see a bit further strength in gold at least, and hopefully, so possibly some of the others. And on that note, oh, one more thing, lumber. Lumber was limit down today. It's back under the 300 level. It's currently at 289. So not all the commodities are moving up. There's a little respite here in terms of lumber prices. That had been in quite a tight range, and my feeling was that it was probably going to break to the upside in line with everything else. I'm glad I didn't decide to buy it for that, because I have played lumber successfully on the long side. I did so last year, late last year. But it's come back quite a bit. I think it's testing the 200-day moving average. So I suppose if I did anything in here, I'd chance a long position. But I find that not too difficult to resist. One reason I may reduce some of my trading positions, not significantly, but I may just do a little light culling because I leave for Paris on Wednesday. I'll return on Friday, but I've got to give a talk. In Paris, so as I say, I won't increase my exposure to in terms of trading, and I may reduce it slightly before then. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.